FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everyone. It's Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, is brought to you by SFCU. Want to welcome you into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. We're here in Afton tonight, and it's Butler has the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots. They've been our longtime sponsor here of the Tip-Off Show. Butler's on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. We're going to take a quick break. I think tip-off is coming pretty fast here, so stay tuned. I'm going to introduce my special guest here tonight when we come back here on WCDO.
We want your trade-in. Hi, I'm Tyler Butler from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. I've noticed that too many times car buyers only shop and compare the selling price of a vehicle. This can be a really big mistake because the value you're getting on your trade-in could save you even more money. And at Butler Auto Sales, we are proud to say we usually give you both, the best selling price and the best trade-in value. In fact, we'll take anything with a motor as a trade-in, even boats and motorcycles. And did you know, Butler Auto will buy your car in any condition, even if you're not trading it in. We will always give you a fair price for it, too. So get the best of both worlds at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Or visit us online at butlerautosales.com. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, it is our goal to never lose a customer over price.
Choose from the area's largest selection of pre-owned vehicles and get the best of both worlds. Best selling price and best trade-in value at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. See every vehicle and apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Doubleheader basketball here tonight as we're going to kick things off with our boys' game here tonight. I'm Nate Lull, and we're in Afton. It's the Unadilla Valley Boys taking on the Afton Crimson Knights. My special color commentator guest tonight is Eric Flutie. If you listen to the Nate Lull podcast, we've had him on. He's the women's assistant basketball coach at Mount St. Mary College. Eric, it's great to have you here. Thanks for traveling all this way to be with me tonight. I'm pumped.
Nate, traveling out to broadcast a game with you is on my bucket list for dreams.
Okay.
So the fact that we can cross that out today during the pandemic is incredible. So I'm grateful.
No, I'm glad you're here. Like I said, a doubleheader. This boys game will be at 5 o'clock, and then it'll be UV and Afton girls right around 6:30. So Eric and I will be bringing you both of the contests here tonight. Now, Eric, I know you coach AAU, but have you been in the gym for a real game? When was the last time? I mean, was it last season for your women's team?
Honestly, the last time that I was in a gym was for a couple scrimmages, and it was probably maybe a couple months ago. And you know, just the fact of being back in the gym was something. You know, you soak it in. You know, you enjoy it because you haven't been able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But it, you know, from this standpoint of things, I have not been in the gym. So being able to watch basketball, any kind of basketball, really, I'll take it.
Yeah, this is exciting. I can't believe it. For us here in Section 4, the season will be done pretty much on Saturday. Somebody might throw in a Sunday game later this week, but it'll be over. So it's really hard to believe. Hey, we're going to pause here for the starting lineups and for the national anthem. When we come back, we'll have the UV boys in Afton. It's Nate Lull and Eric Flutie with you tonight on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal and recycling needs. Hi, this is Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery. We offer affordable weekly, residential, and commercial trash pickup in the Tri-County area, and all customers receive garbage totes and recycling bins at no charge. We have all size roll-off containers for construction debris and household cleanouts, and our transfer station accepts trash, appliances, tires, and furniture. Waste Recovery is located on Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7, or call us at 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull, Eric Flutie with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We'll get you our starting lineups here in just a minute. UV is in the black road uniforms with the purple and white trim. It says Storm in purple lettering across the front of the uniform. Afton's in the home whites with the red trim. It says Afton in red lettering across the front of the chest there. And we'll jump it up. Hayden Burns jumping for Afton and Cam Osborne jumping for Unadilla Valley. Both these guys can really get up there. So we'll see who wins this opening tip. Cam's going to get this one. And UV will be underway again, going left to right on your radio dial to start things up. These two met last night. Unadilla Valley pulling away in that contest for a late victory. So we'll see what happens here tonight in game two. We've had a lot of back-to-backs this year. UV with the basketball. They go to Davis in the corner. That one is short. Rebound here for UV, and then a block by Colin Sadler of Afton. Again, we'll get you those starting lineups in just a minute. Nate Lull and Eric Flutie with you here tonight. And excited for this one between the Knights and the Storm. Here's Equan Patterson, one of the star young players here for this Afton team. They try to go to the interior for Burns. It was tipped away. Storm with a steal. Ahead now for Davis, right side. Feeds one back across. The left-handed layup won't go for UV. Ball is loose, and Patterson will come back down with it. 7:10 to go in the first. We're scoreless as we settle in here between UV and Afton. Patterson to the foul line, and he's tripped up as he squeezes his way through a double team here. And feel good to be watching some hoops?
Oh, believe me, it is fantastic to watch some hoops already. I'm already getting my coaching vibes on.
Yeah, we'll be tapping in for some of your insight throughout tonight's contest. 7:05 to go in the first. We're scoreless here, and UV will steal the inbounds pass. Numbers if they hurry for a 2-on-1. UV trying to take it right to the rim. Osborne with a tip off the miss, and he was fouled by Sadler. And Osborne will be going to the line. Let me quickly get you through the starting lineups. First for Afton and Coach Decker. Number 0, Hayden Burns. Number 5, Equan Patterson. Number 21, Colin Sadler. Number 22, Anthony Paoletti. And number 32, Alex Comesso. And for UV and head coach Osborne, speaking of Osborne, that's Cam, number 23, Coach Osborne's son, gets the first shot at the line to go. Number 44, Joe Ray. Number 1, Brock Davis. Number 2, Devin Fairchild. And number 13, Marcus Proskin. So Cam goes 2 out of 2 at the line. He's committed to play baseball next year at Utica College.
Oh, well, good for him.
Yeah, great, great baseball player. 6:50 to go in this first quarter. It's a 2-0 lead. Afton with the basketball, a long three here. No good for Afton. Rebound for Sadler, and he'll put it up and in.
That's definitely the classic pass shot on that one.
Hey, it worked out, right?
Exactly.
2-2 the score with 6:35 to go in the first. UV setting up. They'll swing it to the right side, looking for Cam Osborne. Osborne settling in, goes high post. UV with a pull-up jumper there off the mark, and Burns with a rebound. So Burns now will come back across midcourt here for the Knights with 6:20 to go in the first quarter. Again, tied 2-2 between Afton and Unadilla Valley. Here is Patterson, tries to push it to the interior, stolen away by Brock Davis. Davis down the right side of the floor, steps through, and the jumper is good there for Davis.
It was a nice move. Taking that coast-to-coast, being able to handle the basketball like that.
6 minutes to go here in this first quarter. It's a 4-2 lead now for UV over Afton. Afton only with 6 guys tonight. They got some injuries. They're going to have to fight their way through it. A steal for UV. Back again for Davis, and the left-handed layup is good. 6-2 now the score with 5:45 to go in the first. UV getting out in transition pretty well here.
Well, UV is doing a good job, you know, getting deflections and getting out in transition. So you got to, you know, move the ball and take care of the basketball if you're Afton right now.
Afton to the interior. Sadler's going to muscle it up and in. Doing the work of a man on the inside, Colin Sadler.
Listen, down in the paint isn't for everybody, Nate. Not everybody can handle it down there.
5:25 to go in the first. It's 6-4. Afton trailing UV, and that's not going to help as Davis goes into the corner. He's got 7 points quickly here, and UV leads 9-4 with 5:10 to go in the first quarter.
Excellent start for that kid.
Top of the key here for Equan Patterson tries to go to the high post. It was tipped away. Patterson gets it back. Nice step through move and finishes at the rim. Equan Patterson makes it 9-6 with 4:55 to go in the first quarter. A doubleheader here tonight. The boys' game now underway. The girls will be tipping off around 6:30. Here's Cam Osborne from downtown. And Osborne's got 5 points. So you got Davis with 7, Osborne with 5, and UV's off to a fast start, 12-6 on the road at Afton.
Say what, UV's definitely doing an excellent job so far in the first few minutes, moving the basketball, getting everybody involved, getting paint touches.
Here's Burns with a pull-up jumper, and he says not so fast.
I know.
Afton hanging in this game. It's 12-8 with 4:25 to go in the first quarter. Storm with the basketball again, going left to right. They're in the black with the purple trim here on the road.
Excellent cut. Great cut.
Great cut there.
Great pass.
Devin Fairchild's able to finish. What'd you see there, Coach?
Listen, it was an excellent paint touch down in the block, and he was able to cut down through the middle. And listen, anytime you play against a zone, if you're able to get paint touches, that's pivotal. You know, have the defense collapse on you and then kick out into the open shot. And so far, UV's doing an excellent job doing that.
Another steal for UV here on defense. Davis tries to go coast to coast. A little too much hot sauce on that one as he misses the layup.
I believe the young guys call it jelly.
A steal, another one for UV, so they're going to have another chance at it. Right back to Davis, tried a little alley-oop. He was in a tough position there, and Afton comes away.
That's definitely a type of play that would work on maybe a 7-foot hoop, but that in that particular case, I don't think that was the right play.
He wasn't quite high enough up there. So 3.5 to go in the first, Afton trailing 14-8. Pull-up jumper here is short for Sadler, UV a rebound. Boy, we've seen UV really try to get out and run so far in this first quarter.
Absolutely. You got to get out in transition to make the team tired. I mean, they got six kids.
Davis with a three in the corner. It's another one for Davis, and he nails that. Brock Davis with 10 points.
Well, they're living up to the Storm name, Nate. They're really raining it out.
3:05 to go in the first. It's 17-8. UV is on top of Afton. And Brock Davis with a fast 10 points. Here's Hayden Burns trying to keep him in, and Hayden
Quick
Burns.
Trigger.
Wow.
Quick trigger.
Burns coming over from BG this year to play at Afton, and wow, really nice shot there in the corner. Storm with the basketball. They go to the high post, and we're going to have a jump ball. Arrow's going to give it back to Afton.
Going to be Afton.
Coach, what do you do when you're at home and all of a sudden the other team is just nailing shots? They come into your gym, they're nailing these shots. Do you try to make an adjustment right away, or do you try to settle in?
Well, you can't deviate from the game plan right off the rip. So you got to know what it is that you have set up. You know, if they hit a few shots here, you know, to start the game, then they hit a few shots. But you have, if you're going to stick to your game plan, you have to think, you know, for the course of the full 32 minutes that you're not going to be hitting the threes at the same percentage. You know what I mean? So you live with it, or if you feel like you need to change it, you know, you go with it. But you have to trust your gut on that type of decision.
UV with a steal. Davis could not get the shot to go. Afton tried to go quickly in transition. Another steal for UV. Here's Osborne, right side for three, got it. Cam Osborne lighting it up. He's got 8 points. UV 20 and Afton 11 with 2:10 to go in the first. We're seeing some good shooting here.
Excellent shooting to start. At the same time, we also have to, you know, put into the fact that the defense, they got to get their hands up. They're giving them basically layup line jump shots.
Pass down low for Sadler. Might have been another shot, but Sadler says, hey, I'll take it. Muscles it up and in, and Sadler's got 6 points. Afton's trying to keep pace here in this track meet.
He's definitely put on his presence for the first quarter so far.
Pass to the interior. Looks like maybe called a kick with a minute 45 to go in the first. Our score is Unadilla Valley 20 and Afton 13. So Afton doing the best they can. They only have 6. A couple of injuries. Was talking with Coach Decker before the game. A couple of injuries. A couple guys out sick. And he goes, well, we're just going to do the best we can. UV gives it away on that inbounds. And Equan Patterson's going to take it the length of the floor. Missed the layup. Afton with a second chance opportunity. Now a third. They can't put it in. And finally, Burns says, I'll grab it. Puts it up. He's fouled. And we'll get to go to the line.
If you're UV, that is just, that cannot happen. That cannot happen. Turnover on the baseline, under your basket. They miss it 3 times. You have to be able to get back in transition and get that. But, hey, kudos to Afton for sticking with it, though.
But then Afton misses the breakaway layup, and they almost get a nice little gift there as Burns hustles back and gets fouled as he gets the rebound. Minute 35 to go in the first quarter. Coach Osborne not happy with that. 20-15 the score.
And, too, it's like a little timeout for him, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Give him a little extra breather.
Burns to the line, looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. Can't get it to go, and a rebound for Osborne. So we come up on 90 seconds to go in the first quarter. It's been high scoring so far. Davis wants to continue it and puts it up and in. Brock Davis now with 12. UV leads Afton 22-15.
Young man's playing excellent to start so far. Excellent.
We've seen some games this year that haven't gotten out of the 30s, and all of a sudden we're at a 22-15 game late in the first quarter here at Afton tonight. Sadler on the baseline, wants to take it down low, muscles it up, and can't get it to go, but is fouled, and will head to the charity stripe.
It's an excellent spin on the baseline. May have gotten away with a little hook there, but, you know, ref didn't see it. I didn't see it.
Afton has been working on building this program back up the last couple of years, and between Burns and Sadler and Patterson, I think this is a nice core group that they have.
Absolutely.
Sadler cannot get the first one to go. Second one coming here with a 1:10 to go in the first, 22-15 the score. And it's Nate Lull and Eric Flutie with you here tonight on WCDL. I'm having a lot of guest commentators this week.
Well, of course, man. You're the top of the food chain. Anybody that's lucky enough to sit with you, man, that's a blessing.
Sadler hits the second shot. He's now got 7 points. Into the corner, Davis in transition for UV. Can't get it to go. Rebound loose. Burns comes down with it for Afton. A minute to go in the first. Quickly down the floor, and Burns lost control of it. Hustling back there for Unadilla Valley was Devin Fairchild. Now he's stripped by Patterson. Ball stays with UV, though. Dribbling through is Fairchild. Takes it to the rim. Couldn't get it to go. Afton a rebound. They're looking to run. Patterson ahead. Steps through. His little up-and-under hook won't go. Rebound for Cam Osborne.
Excellent
Patterson.
Hustle way to get back in the play. On
yeah, Patterson hustling back.
Excellent job.
30 seconds to go in the first. It's 22-16. UV boys on top of Afton. It's been an exciting first quarter here tonight at ACS. Sadler in the corner. Pump fakes on a three. Steps in.
Moving it.
Wants to keep it moving. Goes back to Patterson. Puts one up off the back of the rim. And UV with a rebound with 12 seconds left. Here is Davis in transition. Steps through. Stripped to the ball there by Patterson. 7 seconds to go. Let's see if he can get one off. Goes back to Burns. I don't know if he's aware with the clock. He's going to chuck it up at half court and no good. First quarter in the books. It's UV 22, Afton 16 in the boys game. And we'll be back with the start of the second quarter on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stove pipe and duct work, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Start of the second quarter here in Afton. UV boys leading 22-16, and they'll have the ball to start the second quarter. They'll go to the high post. Timmy Postma is in now for Unadilla Valley. Zach Fleming with a three ball from the right side. It's no good. And Afton with the rebound.
See, again, though, I'm okay with that shot. Even though it's a little bit quick in the shot clock, you're getting it inside into the paint. You're moving the defense, and you're getting it basically a layup jump shot. You got to take that. Take that. 100%.
Afton with the basketball. Again, only playing with six guys tonight, but doing their best. They had a really good first quarter. They pump it inside for Burns. A turnaround hook won't go. Rebound for UV. Now Brock Davis tries to zip it through traffic. It was tipped there by Burns, out of bounds, and we'll stay with the Storm. So UV will be doing the inbounding duties. They'll work it into the corner for Davis. He's wide open for three in the right corner, left it short. Not enough mustard on it, and we'll pull it back out. Back to the top of the key, they reverse it left side. UV going left to right. Pull-up jumper on that far side for Braden Potter. It is off the mark. We're going to have a foul underneath here on UV. I believe it's going to be on Kyler Butts. Yes, it is. His first, team's fourth. Team foul situation, UV with four, Afton with one. I guess another thing is you're playing with six guys. You got to stay out of foul trouble.
Absolutely.
Patterson at the top of the key. Now we'll work it to Comesso into the corner for Patterson. They'll reverse it back to the left side here for Sadler. Steps through. Sadler wants to take it to the rim. He's blocked there by Davis.
Sorry, that was a good take.
Storm quickly in transition. Davis left side, who he has had some big games the last couple of weeks here for Unadilla Valley. 6:35 to go in the second. They'll get it inside for Timmy Postma. The pull-up jumper for Postma is good.
But again, though, it's again, you drive, and put it into the middle. They're getting whatever shot they want. Excellent job. Excellent game plan so far for UV.
Afton pumps one down low through the traffic for Sadler. It's going to have a jump ball. The arrow's going to give it back to UV. Tough break there for Afton as Sadler just couldn't quite hold on to it.
It was a good idea, though. It was the right idea. Threading the needle down there.
Oh, actually, it looks like...
Staying down with Afton, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to stay here, so it looked like the arrow was wrong over on the table, so the officials catch that. Good job. They'll get it into Patterson. Afton with a jumper, and Patterson says, I'll take that.
That was a good shot.
Makes it 24-18. Afton trying to hang around here in the second quarter with 6:10 to go in the second frame. Left side now, UV with a pull-up jumper. Skim the side of the rim. Out of bounds and back to Afton. We were chuckling during the break. You like that one line in the ad there. It's never too cold to paint inside.
Well, yeah, I can't. I mean, yeah, absolutely.
I hope my boss doesn't hear that because he probably wrote that and he's going to think he's...
I might have to go get some paint just to do that myself.
He's going to think he's the best ad writer in town. Hayden Burns with a three from the right side. That's off the mark and no good. Back to the left side now for Patterson. Wants to take it to the rim, and Patterson again is able to get that little floater to go. Makes it 24-20.
Excellent drive. Good skip good skip pass across. That's what they have to do. If they keep doing that, they'll get some good looks.
Postma, nice move. Tries to get one down low for Potter. He muscles it up and in, gets it to go.
That did look like a little 1-2 step in the middle there. Nah, we'll give it to him.
We had the angle here, right?
Yeah, that's
so
right. That's
maybe
right.
Maybe the official missed
everyone,
that one.
Everyone's an official.
we both know that all too well. 5:10 to go in the second. 26-20.
Good movement.
Afton working it around the top of the clock. They go to the right wing corner. This one is too strong. Rebound loose on the floor. UV comes away with it. Here's Kyler Butts. Butts in transition. Dribbling through traffic. Finds Postma. The big man for three. Can't get it to go. Butts with a rebound. Muscles it up off the glass and in.
Excellent rebound. Kind of want to take away that dribble there, but still going up strong, getting the two.
Kyler Butts, another guest on the Nate Law podcast. He just recently committed to St. John Fisher to play football.
Wow. They got a whole bunch of athletes.
Yeah, great young man. So check that out anytime at WCDOsports.com. Davis now with a steal at midcourt for Unadilla Valley. Trying to go coast to coast. He's fouled there by Patterson. And Davis will head to the line with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. A 28-20 lead for UV on the road here at Afton tonight.
You can see the difference in activity on the defensive end. Both teams playing in that 3-2 zone, but UV is very active at the top, pinching it in the middle, making them beat them from the outside. And they've gotten so many deflections and steals and opportunities in transition where Afton's kind of just been, saving themselves, it seems like. You know what I mean? Because they're short.
Davis hits the first shot. He's got 13. Yeah, how do you know when to let off the gas if you're Afton? I mean, only having the six guys, that's tough.
Well, you got to at least put the hands up. You know what I mean? You got to be active on the defense and make it somewhat difficult.
Brock Davis makes the first shot, second one coming. And this one is off the back of the rim. No good. Afton with a rebound. Patterson will walk it across midcourt. In front of the benches on the far side. Afton in the white tonight with the red trim going right to left. Will pass one to the left wing side. Goes to Patterson. Swings it around back here for Burns. Tries to take it down low.
Excellent
silky
drive.
Smooth. Wow, for
excellent
Burns.
Excellent drive. But again, you see, there's more ball movement on that. He attacks the closeout. That's what they have to do. If they keep doing that, they will stay in this ball game.
Burns with that great drive on the baseline puts it up and in. So it's UV 29 and Afton 22. 3:50 to go, second quarter. Davis straight away three is no good, out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Afton. I think the Crimson Knights here of Afton need a couple of good possessions. Got to keep this as close as they can. going into the halftime break, they've got to feel pretty good, I would think.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, you withstood the little bit of an onslaught in the beginning with the threes. You know, they're only down 7 right now, so you just take it one possession at a time and just creep into it. But the main thing is you got to keep getting stops. You've got to keep getting stops. There's no way you're getting back into it if you can't, you know, stop them from putting the ball in the hoop.
Afton will throw one away here. Davis, coast to coast. Boy, he lays it up and in. Davis has got 15. That's been a killer as well. Davis has really done well in transition for Unadilla Valley. 3:15 to go in the second quarter. It's 31-22. The Storm on top of the Knights here at Afton tonight. Right side of the floor now for Afton. They're going to swing it back to the left for Burns. Thought about a three, didn't pull the trigger. Burns looking for some options. 15 on the shot clock here for Burns, wearing number 0. Burns into the corner, trying to avoid a trap here. Is able to get it off. They go back to Patterson. Takes it into the paint, tries to kiss one off the glass. It won't go. Davis with a rebound. Davis is all alone. He's going to try to throw this one down and just kind of lays it up over the rim.
Ooh, and they gave him a foul.
Oh, and he's fouled. Wow. Davis with 17. He looked like he maybe thought about throwing that down for a minute.
Yeah, once he was floating up there, he was like, not so sure. Not so sure.
I always like in the high school game, the kid has that last minute thought of, what if I miss this and coach rips my head off?
I can't say that I've ever related to that experience. But.
Yeah, me either. Davis at the line, shot is no good. Rebound's going to stay with UV. 2:45 to go in the second, and it's 33-22. Unadilla Valley is on top of Afton.
You got to think, Nathan, in these last 2.5 minutes, this is going to be a big tone setter for the third quarter. How can they keep it under 10? Can they keep themselves within striking distance going into the third?
UV will miss an outside jumper left side, so Afton with a rebound. Big possession here for the Crimson Knights with 2:25 to go in the second. They trail 33-22 on their home floor. Burns is going to step in for a three for Afton, just a little too strong. Rebound on the far side for Ben Gurrell of UV. Coming up on the two-minute warning here in the second quarter. Right side of the floor now for UV. They work it around, and boy, this is going to go through the hands of Gurrell out of bounds. Afton with another opportunity here.
One
2:05 to go.
One possession at a time. That's what you got to do. Clear back into it.
33-22 the score. And Afton will work across the midcourt timeline. Here is Patterson at the top of the key. Goes to the right side for Burns. Burns working off a screen. Might have got away with a little carry there. He's down on the baseline.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Humps one back to the far side for Patterson. Three-point line extended. Tries a backdoor cut there for Burns. Tipped out of bounds. Good defense by UV.
Activity level is through the roof for them right now. Outside of a few times that they fell asleep, they've been very active on the defensive end, which is pivotal when you play zone.
1:43 to go, second quarter. Afton will get it in. Try a step back three. It's off the mark for Paoletti, but Burns says, I'll take it. Grabs the rebound, puts it up and in. Burns has got 11. It's 33-24 with 1:30 to go before halftime. UV into the left wing corner as they go left to right on offense. Straightaway three here for UV is no good. Osborne's able to save it, though. Keeps it alive.
Excellent hustle.
Fairchild wants to take it inside. Off the glass for Fairchild. No. Osborne with another rebound. Possession is alive for UV. Third chance. Also won't go. Osborne with another rebound. Three in a row there. Finally, we're going to have a jump ball. It will stay with the Storm, but Osborne single-handedly kept that alive.
It's just the fact of, one, nobody's boxing out, and then it's just effort. Effort. Burns is just going up and saying, I want the basketball. And those are kids that you can't replace.
1:05 to go in the second. They'll work it to the interior. They miss a layup. Butts is there.
Excellent hustle.
Butts finally puts it in. Boy, 5 straight rebounds, and UV finally cashes in.
I tell you what, that's the type of player that when I played, I could not stand playing against. Just going all out, playing his tail off.
35-24. Here's Burns, right side for three. Left it short. Osborne a rebound. He checks the clock. 40 seconds to go, second quarter. 35-24, now a traveling violation on UV, as that was Drew Emmerich just shuffling his feet. So Unadilla Valley leading 35-24, 36 seconds left. Another big possession here for Afton. Like you said, setting that tone before the third quarter.
Absolutely. Small victory here. You got to get it to under 10. That's what you want. Looks much more easier to come back from than 11.
Shot clock and game clock are almost identical. Burns will step in. Pull-up jumper, no. Just died on the front of the rim. Osborne, another rebound. Ahead for Butts. 16 seconds left here before the halftime break. Afton hustling back on defense, punched out of bounds there by Comesso. 13 seconds to go. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. UV with a three in the corner. No. Osborne a rebound. Tipped away there by Burns with 8 seconds left. Can Afton put some points on the board with 5 seconds left? Burns dribbles behind the back. He's going to have to force up a three. No. Our halftime score here in Afton is 35-24. The Unadilla Valley boys on top of Afton. An exciting and fast-moving first half. We'll be back in just a few minutes with our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. Again, I'm joined tonight by Eric Flutie. He's the women's assistant basketball coach at Mount St. Mary College. And we'll talk more about that when we come back. Again, our halftime score, UV 35, Afton 24 in the boys' game. And the girls' game will be coming up at 6:30. We'll bring that to you as well. So stay tuned for more here on WCDO.
This year, switch to Mirabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Mirabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Mirabito, where our people make energy different.
Get as much basketball in for you as we can during the last week here of this shortened season. So it's time for the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report, brought to you, of course, by Mirabito, serving the community since 1927. At Mirabito, our people make energy different. Again, our halftime score, 35-24, UV boys on top of Afton. Here's our scoring summary. First for Unadilla Valley, 17 points for Brock Davis. He was tremendous there in that first half. 8 points for Cameron Osborne, 4 for Kyler Butts, and then 2 apiece for Devin Fairchild, Braden Potter, and Timmy Postma. On the other side for Afton, they are led by 11 points from Hayden Burns, 7 from Colin Sadler, and 6 from Equan Patterson. So, again, I'm joined by Eric Flutie here tonight. He's been on the Nate Law podcast and has become a good friend over the last year or so here, and he's a women's assistant basketball coach at Mount St. Mary College. So I know you'll be looking forward to the girls' game later, but you're all over Section 4 here, always looking for the next talent. So we appreciate you coming down here today. But your thoughts on the first half? I mean, we were pretty impressed with how fast they were getting up and down the floor, especially that first quarter.
I love the activity from UV on the defensive end. That was the big thing that stood out to me. You see teams, whether it's high school, AU, college, you know, whatever it may be, when you fall into a zone, you know, you kind of get lazy, you know what I mean? And they were extremely active. The hands were up. They were pinching the middle. They were making Afton try to shoot from the outside. And outside of really, you know, probably I think maybe 4 offensive rebounds that Afton was able to get, mostly from, if I'm not mistaken, I think from Sadler, you know, they really kind of took them away. Mm-hmm. So I thought the defense from UV was really good. They got out in transition, got the easy points, and then offensively, I thought they moved the ball extremely well. Extremely well. They swung it from left to right, right to left, and got it to the high post. They looked baseline a few times. They attacked the open gaps. And then most importantly, when they were left open, they made the shot. You know what I mean? They're taking good shots and they were making them. I think Afton, you know, they got to get to moving the basketball a little bit more. They're kind of getting stagnant. They're falling into, you know, just give it to one person and let them shoot. If they can move the ball a little bit more and at least get UV moving in the zone, they'll get more opportunities to get cleaner looks as opposed to taking a contested three or, you know, a floater in the lane that's, you know, you have 3 people around you. You know what I mean?
So, yeah, we saw that when Afton moved the ball, they found Burns in the corner a couple of times for some yep. good-looking threes. Patterson got some jumpers. Sadler would be open at the high post all of a sudden. So, yeah, it's not like Afton had a bad first half, but when they really moved that ball, it got even better. So,
I think the big difference too was when Sadler went out. Once he went out, that was a big change for them, because honestly, with between him and Burns, they have the height to be able to control the paint underneath, whether they got a high low game, or stretch it out a little bit, get to the basket. They've shown they can get to the rim. Once he went out, and it looks like he's kind of favoring an injury from watching him on the sideline. I don't know if it's...
Yeah, he's been doing a lot of stretching here at the half.
So you wonder how his durability will be in the second half. But I think if those two can tough it out in the second half, I think they have an opportunity to get back into this game. But it's all going to be dependent on, can they get stops? Can they get, you know, and then when they get on the offensive end, can they get good shots and can they get to the rim? Because they've shown when they move the ball with their athletes like Sadler and Burns, they can get to the basket. And I'd rather take the layup than having to shoot 10 threes in the half. You know what I mean?
All right, our halftime score, 35-24. Unadilla Valley boys leading Afton on the road here tonight at ACS. I want to give a quick shout-out. We'll probably do this a couple of times. But when I come to Afton here, I walk in the gym. They have the table all set up. They run all the cords for me. And I know that doesn't sound like a big deal to anybody at home, but the amount of cords and different things I usually have to tape down, I got a mile worth of duct tape usually. I mean, I just come here. It's all set up. It's at midcourt. I mean, it's one of the best setups I have. I say that every time I'm here. And I walked in the gym here tonight, and I thought I was maybe a little behind schedule, and I thought, oh, there it is. It's perfect. It's done.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. So a big thank you to Afton, and thank you to them for having us here. So, again, it's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. We're going to take one break. When we come back, we'll get you set for the start of the third quarter. The Storm leading the Knights here at ACS, 35-24. We'll be back on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Chenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shandello Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
Your car, it's so much more than the way you get from here to there. It's a part of your family and how you connect to your community. Most importantly, it's an investment in your future. That's why when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. SFCU has worry-free rates that will put you behind the wheel today. SFCU, banking easier. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA. See website for full terms and conditions.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Start of the third quarter tonight in Afton. It's our boys contest. The girls will be starting at 6:30. UV with a steal right off the bat as Burns was trying to take it to the rim. And now UV will be going right to left. They're in the black uniforms with the purple and the white trim. Afton's in the home whites with the red trim. UV boys leading 35-24. An exciting first half, and we'll see what UV can do in the second half if they keep up that ball movement, keep that score going. It was a very high-scoring first quarter. Things slowed down a little bit in the second. We'll see what happens in the third. Davis tries to take it to the rim. It's off the mark, and Burns with a rebound.
That was an excellent contest. Went straight up on that. Made Davis at least shoot the shot overhand.
Yeah, Burns did a really nice job there to throw up a hand, make it tough. Now they go to the inside for Burns, turns around and scores from the right low block.
I don't know if you give credit for trying to take the charge on that, but that's the type of thing that you have to find somebody for flopping like that.
Osborne tried his best down there on that on that low block. Shot there in the corner from Davis is no good, and Sadler with a rebound. And Patterson comes across midcourt. 6:35 to go in the third. It's 35-26. Sadler wants to go to the interior for Burns. Looks like this is Afton's plan so far in the early part of the third quarter. Burns follow-away jumper. It won't go.
You definitely saw, though, as soon as he picked it up, Nate, he had three defenders collapse on him. So, you know, if he gets it in the paint, or him and Sadler, they'll be able to kick out to get an open look. An excellent ball movement on the other side.
Osborne for three. He's got 11 on a step back. Was able to put it home, making it 38-26. Unadilla Valley boys on top of Afton with 6:05 to go in the third quarter. Burns at the top of the key. Will now go to the right side and finds Patterson. Down low, they go back to Burns. Wants that three ball, left it short, ball loose on the floor. Comes back to Patterson at the top of the key. He wants a three. This one is in and out. Burns hustling down for a rebound. He's able to track it down for the Knights, and then he's fouled on that left low baseline with 5:45 to go in the third. UV leads 38-26.
Definitely a couple more clean looks on that possession there, Nate, but you think to yourself, can you get a better look? Can you get it a little bit? Can you get it into the paint?
Here's Sadler on the left side. He pulls up for a three. Got it. Colin Sadler from downtown.
I said it at halftime. This kid's going to be the difference maker, I think, in my opinion.
38-29. Good-looking shot. We'll hope that he stays healthy here for the second half. Really spent a lot of time on the far side of the floor stretching out during that halftime break. UV now to the right elbow. Shot won't go. Rebound here for the Storm off the glass. And Sadler, there he is, with a rebound for Afton as they try to chip away. They trail 38-29 with 5:10 to go in the third.
See, Nate, I wouldn't steer you wrong when it comes to this stuff.
No, I trust you.
I appreciate that.
Left side now, they'll go to Sadler. Thought about a three, pump fakes, gets it into the lane, pull-up jumper, too strong. Rebound for Osborne of UV. Outlet pass with 4:55 to go in the third. And now here is Devin Fairchild, right side of the floor in front of the scorer's table. Fairchild looking for a screen, picks up his dribble, goes to the high post again, takes it inside for Joe Ray, but his shot won't go. And now UV can't buy a bucket here over the last minute and a half.
Well, they're getting the stops that they need outside a 1-3-pointer.
Burns down the floor, pull-up jumper, no. Out of bounds, going to go back to UV. Afton trying to take advantage here, but so far they haven't been able to find the bottom of the bucket.
But it's been, Nate, when they've done the little things right, when they've moved the ball, when they've gotten the paint touches, they've gotten the good shots. When you're clawing back, you've got to be able to capitalize on each opportunity.
Here's a steal for Burns, another opportunity for the Knights. Burns, left side, little shimmy shake, takes it to the rim, and he is fouled with 4:18 to go in the third. And Burns will step to the line. Just a couple of years ago, you wouldn't see Burns on this court. A, he was at another school, he was at BG, but he was also a wrestler. And now he is out here on the basketball court and doing pretty well this year for ACS. Burns at the line, first shot is good.
It's huge. 3 points, Nate, you have to take advantage.
Cuts it to an 8-point ball game, 38-30, with 4:18 to go in the third. Burns with 14 points to lead Afton.
He's got to hang around. Just hang around. That's all you need.
Second shot for Burns is good. He's got 15. 38-31 with 4:15 to go in the third here at Afton tonight. Nate Lall and Eric Flutie with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Brought to you by SFCU. The Storm go inside, and Kyler Butts is able to hit that turnaround.
I tell you what, he has been a difference maker for them so far. Between his effort on the offensive end, crashing the glass, and then just a little chippy points. Dennis Rodman-like,
yeah,
I would say.
Yeah, just does all those little things on the inside. And like we said, he's a football player. Very tough to move inside in the paint. 3:55 to go in the third. Tipped away by guess who? Kyler Butts. 40-31. So Afton was on a little bit of a run there before Butts hit that jumper. Afton trying to climb back in. They'll flip it up to Patterson. Top of the key. 3:50 to go in this third quarter. Afton, every possession matters for them. They're going to try a deep three here for Comesso, and it's off the mark. And Burns will hustle back on defense as Davis brings it up the floor for UV.
Excellent ball movement again.
Back for Davis. Left side comes through. Pull-up jumper. No. Rebound right back to him. This time he'll finish.
That's been the other Achilles heel, especially for Afton, has been the offensive rebounds UV's been able to get.
So Davis is able to put it in, making it UV 42 and Afton 31 with 3:15 to go in the third.
A little bit of full-court pressure there from UV. Nate, honestly, I like that idea. I do. Tire them out a little bit.
This one tipped away. Butts trying a long home run pass ahead. UV's able to keep it in. That was Drew Emmerich chasing that one down. Goes back to Fairchild. Feeds it into the corner for Davis for three. Hit the rim and then bounced up and bounced off the shot clock. Out of bounds. We'll go back to Afton. Timeout taken here by the Knights with 2:57 to go in the third. It is UV 42, Afton 31. We'll be back on WCDO.
For honest, dependable, and hassle-free tax preparation, see the trusted professionals at Taxmaster of Afton and Bainbridge. The Taxmaster team offers 65 years combined experience. Taxmaster offers free electronic filing, hassle-free, dependable, and trustworthy. See Taxmaster, 191 Main Street in Afton, or 10 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 639-1725 or 967-3200. Get to Taxmaster and get it over with.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887. That's 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville. Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Out of the timeout, 2:57 to go here, third quarter. Afton boys at home trailing to Unadilla Valley, 42-31. We'll have the girls game after this coming up at 6:30. Nate Lull and Eric Flutie with you tonight. UV is coming with that full court pressure. Let's see how Afton handles it. This one is tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with the Knights, though.
It was excellent pressure from UV, but, you know, as Afton, you got to have someone in the middle of the press to help alleviate the pressure. You had two people behind the free throw line at the other end.
Afton with the basketball. Here's Patterson. Tries to get across midcourt, lost it out of bounds. It's going to go back to UV. This could be the difference right here if UV can keep this pressure up.
Absolutely. Absolutely, because they're knocking on the door. They're hovering around that 10-point game. If this gets out to something where it goes from 10 to 16, it can balloon really, really quickly.
2:40 to go, third quarter. It's 42-31. UV on top, trying to put their stamp on this game. They go to Butts down low. His shot is just a little short. Burns might have got a piece of it, and Burns will come away. Flips one ahead for Patterson now in front of the Afton bench on the far side of the floor as Afton goes left to right. Working it inside for Burns. The lefty puts it up. Shot's too strong. Rebound for UV. Davis is looking to run. Here comes the track meet again. Davis in transition is fouled as he takes it to the rim. And Brock Davis will be going to the line, looking to add to his 19-point night so far.
Yeah, he has been absolutely destroying them in the open floor. Getting out, and something that people don't take for granted, making the layup at the other end after getting out in transition.
Davis at the line here. He will be shooting two for UV. First one is short. Second one coming.
A lot of missed free throws tonight, Nate. A lot of missed free throws.
You wonder, too, how much of that is the shortened season. These teams are playing back-to-backs, and are they tired? It's hard to say.
You know, I'm not going to give them the tired excuse because they want, because the kids want to play the games. That's what they want. They want to listen to the warm-up music and play that way. I can't give them that.
Davis with 20 points. Well, he heard you, so he made that second one. 2:10 to go in the third. It's 43-31. Afton trying to get through this press, and UV's doing a nice job with it so far. They get a steal. It comes right to Davis, and the right-handed layup is good for Brock Davis. He's got 22.
Weather the storm right here.
Yeah, this really is.
No pun intended.
This really is like a storm, and they go to midcourt. Another steal by Davis. And ahead here for Kyler Butts. Takes it to the rim, and he's fouled. 1:50 to go in the third. It's 45-31. And UV, again, trying to put their stamp on this game. This will be Kyler Butts headed to the line. Just signed a couple of weeks ago to play football next year at St. John Fisher.
You can seriously tell he's a good athlete.
He is. We had him on the podcast. You can find that at WCDOsports.com as he misses the first foul shot. From last year this year, his body has changed so much. He's been in the weight room working out. He's got his diet on point. I believe he said he is 20 to 25 pounds heavier, and it's all muscle from the last year. So he's really done a great job.
I could say the same, but it's not muscle. So, I mean, we have that in common, but that's about it.
Storm with the ball. They'll take it to the interior. That's Devin Fairchild. He's fouled, and he'll go to the line. 1:40 to go in the third. It's 45-31. Over the last minute or two here, UV has just had this ball on their end of the floor this entire time.
Well, the press has just been suffocating for them. They've rotated. There hasn't been any kind of person to alleviate pressure in the middle, so you're forced to have to try to dribble through the press, and you know that's just not going to work unless you got Kyrie Irving or you know Sabrina Ionescu dribbling the ball down the court. It's just not going to work for you.
And the first shot is good. The second shot is good for Fairchild. He now has 4 points. UV leads 47-31 with 1:35 to go in the third. Another steal for UV. Inside for Davis, puts it up and in, and he's fouled. He goes back to your point before. You got to make that layup, and he does this time.
Another capitalization off the press.
So Davis with 24, and he'll head to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play.
Will he make his free throw?
is usually where the broadcaster's curse comes in. Oh, he beats us that time. He's got 25.
I didn't say he was going to. I kind of left it open. I didn't set it up for him like that.
Anytime I start to tell a nice story, it's guaranteed, almost guaranteed to miss on the foul shot. I feel bad sometimes.
You can't feel bad.
I won't do it in a big game. Like if I'm doing a championship game, free throws, I just keep it simple. Davis with another steal. And he'll take it and put it in. Davis has 27 now. Minute 15 to go in the third. This press has just really done the difference here for UV.
Absolutely. 9-point game, balloon to 21.
Sadler up the right side. Afton finally beats the press. They go to the far side for Burns. Stops, pops, takes it to the interior. Burns is fouled. And now we'll go to the line. Makes the foul shot, so he's going to have a chance at a 3-point play. With a minute to go in the third, UV has ballooned this lead up to 52-33 on the road here at Afton. So Hayden Burns will settle in, and his first shot hit the front of the rim, wouldn't go down. Rebound for UV. They get back to midcourt, looking for Devin Fairchild.
This is the first time we've seen Afton set up on defense in 3 minutes.
Yeah, the UV press has really opened up this ball game.
Absolutely. Huge difference.
Davis to the left side. They want that three ball. It's short rebound for Postma for UV. Good
move.
Excellent fake, and put on a little jelly on that.
Postma with a
beautiful move.
Great move there on the baseline. Looked like he was going to pass it back out. Faked out his defender.
And the deflection on the...
Yeah, good hands there by Postma, too. Get to the head for Davis. UV in transition. Pull-up jumper is good there for Potter. And UV starting to pour it on a little bit here. They lead 56-33 with 15 seconds to go in the third. Patterson at midcourt is hounded there by Davis. And he's able to break through this time. Good dribbling there from Patterson. Acrobatic play to the rim. Can't get the layup to go. And here come the Storm. They're going to have a chance with 5 seconds left here in the third. Potter into the corner. Wants Davis. Won't shoot the three. Kicks it back out. Fairchild got it. Fairchild now with 7. Third quarter in the books, and UV has pulled away. The boys lead 59-33 here on the road at Afton. Fourth quarter coming up on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sidney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sidney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Franklin Railroad and Community Museum is a proud supporter of Franklin Purple Devils basketball on WCDO. Located on Main Street in Franklin, the museum is open the last Sunday of each month from 1 to 5 p.m. or by appointment. Come take a tour of the semi-restored Warwick Railroad car that was built in 1886. You can also browse through various Franklin artifacts, scrapbooks, and yearbooks. Take a trip back in time at the Franklin Railroad and Community Museum. Good luck, Franklin basketball, from your friends at the Franklin Railroad and Community Museum.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. UV boys take a 59-33 advantage over Afton as we hit the fourth quarter. Brock Davis has 27 points to lead the UV Storm here, followed by 11 from Cameron Osborne, 6 for Kyler Butts. On the other side, it's 17 for Hayden Burns and 10 for Colin Sadler for Afton. Postma with a pass to the interior here looking for Kyler Butts. He's tied up with a jump ball, and the possession arrow is going to give it back to Afton. So UV is going to stay out of the press and settle back in on defense here.
You got to ask yourself, Nate, what is the game plan for this fourth quarter? Like, do you have a small goal that you're trying to get to? Do you want to get to 10, 15? I think they can work it down to at least 15 points.
Yeah, I think now that the press is back off, going to be interesting to see how Afton can chip away here. Burns tries to take it to the interior, now kicks one back to Patterson, into the corner for Sadler. Sadler left side, wants to pull up for three, just left it a little short. Rebound for UV with 7:15 to go in the fourth. Long pass ahead from Potter, sailed over everybody's heads and out of bounds.
A little bit of a sloppy start to the fourth, a little bit.
Stay tuned, we'll have our girls game coming up at 6:30. Same two schools with Unadilla Valley here tonight taking on Afton. 7:10 to go in this fourth quarter. It's 59-33. Patterson with the ball at the top of the key. Tries to feed it through the teeth of the defense, and it was taken away there by Butts. Butts, though, tried the home run pass again. Rolled through everybody out of bounds. So Afton will get it back. 7 minutes to go in the fourth, and it's 59-33. Afton trying to chip away. This was a pretty close game for three quarters. And now the Storm have pulled away a little bit here. Right side of the floor there for Hayden Burns. Burns will reverse to the far side. Just had to give a wave to Tim McNamara, Afton superintendent here, a recent guest on the Nate Lowe podcast. You can find those anytime at WCDOsports.com, as well as our game audio archive. We record all these games, and you can find any game from past years, this year, whatever you want, all at WCDOsports.com, and our sponsor is SFCU. Sadler with the basketball in the left-wing corner. Looking for options here. Sadler's going to step in for three. Boy, it gets stuck between the glass and the rim here. Sadler comes over. Oh, everybody's trying to jump up and knock it out of there now.
Hamstring's actually looking good on those jumps.
There we go. Burns is able to pop it out of there. 6:35 to go in the fourth. Don't see that every day.
Listen, I was, you know, I'm not going to lie to you. I was ready to step out and jump for that ball if need be. Now, it may have taken me a few times, and it may have taken me a stepladder, but the entertainment for everyone in the gym would have been worth it.
6:25 to go in the fourth. UB with the basketball. They have a 59-33 lead. Three ball straight away won't go. Sadler with a rebound.
See, even with their bench unit in the game, the ball movement was what it needed to be. That's excellent. Excellent job for UB.
Afton with the basketball. They'll reverse to the far side for Camesso. Now to Burns at the top of the key. Burns straight away three. In and out. Rebound loose. Camesso trying to get to it. And
good
finally,
hustle.
Out of the hustle, out of the pile there comes Butts. Good hustle. Takes it down the floor and is fouled here by Burns.
I don't know about you, but I could see him going for that block at half court.
He was ready for it. A little too much contact there with Butts. And Butts will head to the line. 6 points here for UV. Kyler stepping in and hits this one.
I tell you what, I've watched this kid not for the full game, but fan. I'm a fan.
Butts will step in for his second shot, and this one off the back of the rim. No good. See, there's the curse. Sadler with the rebound.
I will not take blame for that.
Patterson to the right side as Afton goes left to right. Sadler into the interior for Burns. He's fouled at the right low block with 5:42 to go in the fourth. Our score 60-33. The Afton boys trailing here tonight at home against UV. Stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. We'll be selecting those. Two for the winning team, one for the losing team here tonight. Burns at the line. First one is good.
Chip away. Chip away.
Burns with 18 points now. Butts is going to head to the bench. And Potter will check back in for UV. Actually, no, that's Joe Ray, excuse me. Our post-game show sponsors, NBT Bank for the Offense Award, Morabito Gresham Insurance for Defense, and Acco Brands of Sydney for the All-Purpose Award. Burns hits the second one at the line. He has a team high 19.
Must have made both because I didn't say anything.
That's right, see?
Yeah, I'm catching on.
5:35 to go in the fourth, and UV's going to throw this one away, unfortunately, out of bounds and back to Afton. So we come up on 5.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Our score, Afton 60, UV 60 and Afton 35. The Storm on top of the Knights here at ACS. Burns steps through, shovels one up, it won't go, gets his own rebound, left-handed layup won't go, gets another one, it was tipped out of his hands. Ball loose on the floor, both teams wrestling and scrambling, and the Knights can't quite hold on to it, but then they steal it back. Here's Patterson, ahead for Sadler, right-handed layup is good for Sadler.
Here we go, some activity, get a steal, get a layup.
Colin Sadler with 12 points. UV looking to break the pressure. They do with Postma. They'll work one ahead. Left elbow jumper is off the mark. Rebound and put back up and in for Colin Gilbert. Gets it to go.
Saw a nice screen from Ben Correll on that one that kind of opened up the layup in the offensive rebound. It won't show up in the stat sheet, but gave his team 2 points.
Rebound for UV off a miss from Patterson as we hit 4:40 to go in the fourth. 62-37 the score. Postma at the high post. The right elbow back out for Potter. Tried to shoot that one. It was off the mark. Rebound loose on the floor. Storm will come away with it. Joe Ray chasing that one down. Back out for Potter. Pushes one into the corner for Ray. And an air ball there is rebounded by Sadler, and a timeout is taken by Afton. We're going to step away for 60 seconds. 4:22 to go in the fourth. It's 62-37, UV on top of the Afton boys on CDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen & Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen & Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Matthew Campbell Insurance of Franklin is a proud supporter of Franklin Purple Devil basketball on WCDO. Located in downtown Franklin, Matthew Campbell Insurance is a hometown insurance agency you can trust. Offering a full line of insurance options from Prudential, you know you'll get the best coverage at the lowest price. Matthew Campbell Insurance also offers investment and retirement planning services, as well as business planning needs. Call today at 829-8444. Good luck, Purple Devils, from the Matthew Campbell Insurance Agency of Franklin.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back out of the timeout. A shot here for Afton is no good. Ball out of bounds will stay with the Knights, though, with 4:10 to go in the fourth. I'm Nate Lull, joined tonight by Eric Flutie. Eric is the women's assistant basketball coach at Mount St. Mary College, so sure you're looking forward to the ladies game after this.
Oh, of course, absolutely.
4:10 to go in the fourth. We'll have that game at about 6:30 for you. Three ball here for Colin Sadler is up and good for Afton.
Gotta love the energy after the three.
62-40 with 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And Afton back down the floor on defense. UV to the inside for Postma. He is fouled with 3:53 to go. Postma to the line.
That was an excellent job getting that on the post, going into the body of the shot blocker, not negating his athletic ability to come down and block it.
Excited to watch Timmy Postma over the next couple of weeks. Heck of a football player for UV and a great baseball catcher as well. So great to see these guys back out in action after a long time off during the pandemic. Postma's first shot won't go. 3:53 to go here, fourth quarter. It's 62-40, UV boys on top of Afton here tonight at ACS. Second shot for Postma, no good. Rebound for Sadler. Sadler with a outlet pass. And a head down for Patterson. Patterson into the corner. Afton tries a three. It won't go. Sadler hustling for the rebound here. He's able to hold on to it, but he was just on the line there, out of bounds, so it's going to go back to UV.
I'm seeing more energy out of him in the fourth quarter than I did earlier.
3:37 to go in the fourth. Yeah, no quit in this Afton team.
Absolutely not.
62-40. 3.5 to go. Left side of the floor now for the Storm. Joe Ray wants a deep three there in the corner. It's off the mark. A rebound for Sadler. And Sadler will come back across the Afton logo at midcourt. Finds Patterson. Feeds it to the interior on the right low block. Now they'll pump it back out. Was it deflected? Patterson's going to chase it all the way down. And look to pick it up here. We will have an over and back call with 3:10 to go in the fourth. So Afton let that roll all the way down there.
I've seen Patterson try to do that soccer move a few times today.
Yeah, it's like he went to just tap it up with his foot almost. Patterson, one of the good young talents here in the MAC. 3 minutes to go in this fourth quarter. Postma with a pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound underneath for Gilbert. Muscles it up. It won't go. Another rebound opportunity is good for Ben Gurrell. The bench likes that. They give him a little standing ovation there.
He's doing an excellent job in his minutes in the second half. Doing the little things. Doing the little things right.
2:45 to go in the fourth. It's 64-40. Patterson is at the top of the key. Wants to float it down low. Knocked away. And now Afton will steal it back at midcourt with 2.5 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 64-40. Sadler in the corner for Afton, right wing side, pull-up jumper, it's off the back side, rebound for UV.
Getting a little up and down right now.
2:20 to go, fourth quarter. Again, stay tuned, we'll have our post-game show coming up. Our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. And UV tries to put it to the interior. I thought it bounced off the foot there of Burns, but no call. Afton's able to steal it back. burns up the right side of the floor, comes off a screen, bounces back to the right side. Burns trying to work his way down low on the baseline. Turnaround shot for Burns, and he is fouled with 1:53 to go in the fourth. You can tell Sadler's hurting here, but he's trying to gut it out.
Yeah, he's been hobbling the whole game, but, you know, he's definitely been playing hard. That's something you gotta respect. You don't know what he's dealing with, but he's leaving it all out there. So you wonder if he's going to get pulled for the last 2 minutes.
1:53 to go here, exactly. Burns at the line. His first shot is good. 20 points for Burns at the team high, and Sadler has 15. Patterson with 6. 64-41 with 1:53 to go. Burns, second shot. No, off the front of the rim. Minute 50 left here. Back down the floor for UV. A right-handed jumper is up and off the glass and good for Drew Emmerich. His first points of the night. 66-41 with 1:40 to go. Top of the key now for Afton as they go left to right. They'll go to Sadler, left side.
Keep swinging it. There you go. Good skip pass.
Zips it across the top of the defense there. No good. Out of bounds. Going to go back to UV.
But again, though, I feel like I'm repeating myself like a broken record, like the broken Frank Sinatra record I have at home. That is the movement that you need. That is it, and I'm okay with that shot.
Back down the floor here for the Storm. They go to the left side of the floor. Now they go to Postma at the high post. Storm working it around here as we come up on 1 minute to go. Pull-up jumper is short. Afton trying to get out and run. Ball knocked away at midcourt. And so Afton just holding on. They go to the right side. Off the mark. Postma now for UV with the rebound. Puts it up and in. Postma with 6 points.
Postma doing his best taps impression on that one.
68-41. 45 seconds to go. Afton now with the basketball at midcourt. Here is Hayden Burns. Afton hung around for about 3.5 quarters, but boy, that press was the difference here tonight. UV put that on and allowed them to pull away here on the road at Afton.
Well, they were hanging around. I'm pretty sure it was like around 9 points or 11 points
yeah.
when they put that press on. But you really started to ask yourself with the depth that UV has as opposed to the 6 for Afton, if they were going to turn the heat up, and they did, and it proved to be the difference.
Burns' first shot at the line won't go down with 40 seconds left. Postma with a rebound. Kicks it ahead. The Storm quickly in transition. Off the glass. It won't go down. Rebound for Afton with 30 seconds to go. They'll work it ahead for Sadler. Sadler, right side of the floor, now goes for Burns. The kiss off the glass is good for Burns. He has 22. Makes it 68-43 with 20 seconds to go. UV coming down with the shot clock off, maybe for the final time tonight. They try a pull-up jumper. It won't go. Rebound here on the floor. The kiss off the glass won't go for Drew Emmerich. Burns with a rebound with 5 seconds left. Burns in transition. Gets it to go. Acrobatic layup for Burns. He has 24. That's going to do it. Our final score, UV boys defeat Afton at 68-45. We'll be back quickly with the postgame show. And don't forget, we're doing the girls game right after this on WCDO.
Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC. Police at the scene? Request RC. They'll know who you mean.
When these things happen, you need to call RC Sales Service and Towing. For over 40 years, RC has provided fast, friendly towing and wrecker service. Ralphie's the most experienced tow guy out there. But best of all, he's the nicest tow guy on the road. So when your vehicle won't go, just call RC for a tow. 563-9299. That's 563-9299. RC Sales Service and Towing is located on Route 7 in Sydney. Keep that number handy in your phone or glove box. 563-9299.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. I'm going to run you through our scoring summary here before we take a break, before our awards. The UV boys defeating Afton here tonight, 68-45. Here's our scoring summary. First for UV, 27 points for Brock Davis. That's a game high here tonight. 11 for Cameron Osborne, 7 for Kyler Butts, 6 for Timmy Postma, 4 for Braden Potter, and then 2 apiece for Drew Emmerich, Ben Gorell, and Colin Gilbert. On the other side for Afton, 24 points from Hayden Burns, 15 from Colin Sadler, and 6 from Equan Patterson here tonight. So that is our scoring summary, as again, the UV boys defeat Afton 68-45. We'll take one last break. We'll come back, and we will give you our post-game awards here, brought to you by NBT Bank, Maravito Gresham Insurance, and ACCO Brands. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Your friends at Maravito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Maravito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Maravito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Maravito Gresham work for you.
From the smallest moments to the biggest milestones, life is filled with triumphs, changes, and challenges. And no matter where you are in your life, you can count on NBT Bank to support you every step of the way. With a wide range of products and easy-to-use digital tools, all with friendly, local teams to help you make the most of them. So live confidently and look forward to what's next, knowing that NBT Bank is here to help you focus on what matters. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. We won't have long of a break. Here is the girls' game. They are already out on the floor warming up, so let's get you through our post-game show awards here, brought to you by NBT Bank, Maravito Gresham Insurance, and ACCO Brands of Sydney. We'll try to hustle along so we can get you set for the girls' game in just a few minutes. First up is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. I'm going to go tonight with Brock Davis. Those 27 points, I thought he was tremendous from UV. So Brock Davis from UV is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight.
No disagreement from me whatsoever. He definitely showed out, played very well, got out in transition, active on the defensive end as well. But he definitely started and kept them, you know, afloat throughout the whole game.
Next up is our Maravito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Maravito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Maravito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. I'm going to go with Cam Osborne from UV. 11 points for Cam. A lot of rebounds underneath. You know, he sat a little bit there in the second half as UV started to pull away, but Cam, just a tough, tough player. Want to give that award to him here tonight. Finally, we're going to have our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. I have to give this one tonight to Hayden Burns from Afton, as he pumps in at 24 points here tonight. In a tough losing effort for Afton, but Burns with the 24 points, he will be our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner here tonight. ACCO Brands is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. Eric and I will be back in just a few minutes. The girls are out on the floor warming up, so we're going to get you set for the Butler Auto tip-off show. Again, our final score in the boys' game tonight, UV wins 68-45 over Afton here tonight at ACS. Girls' game coming up in just a few minutes on CDO.
Great music, informative news, and local information. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. I
in college, working part-time, waiting tables. Left a small town, never looked back. I was a flight risk with a fear of